the following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession, you are through, you have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. We're going to talk about inflation today. We talk about your 401k, Social Security, estate planning, income taxes, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go a step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreff, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreff. Thank you, Jack. And I have been, I am founder and senior retirement planner at Retirement Planners of America.
I love it.
Yes, I do. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, who are retired, who are retiring soon. And if that is you, then this show is designed for you. Our business, our firm is designed to cater to you. Everything we do is geared around our goal, which is to facilitate your second childhood without parental supervision. That's what we call your retirement. And we want your money to last as long as you do. And we want you to have financial peace of mind. We want you to sleep at night and not worry about all this boring stuff. And you know what? Barron's recently named me, moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. And they actually did so for 8 years in a row, which is incredible to me. But without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. We are so grateful. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all,
we have a big show for you tonight.
We do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do you recognize that voice? If you do, you are old. That's Ed Sullivan, all right? That's the Ed Sullivan Show. A really, really big shoe. Anyway, so we're going to let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. First of all, boy, howdy, is this question coming up a lot with clients? This whole inflation thing. Stagflation, hyperinflation. Are we going to have inflation like we had in the 70s? Is this going to cause a massive recession? Are we going to have a big bad bear market? Is this the end of the world as we know it? So I'm going to answer that question in a little bit here. We're going to kind of go over that with you and give you our opinion. Also, this week, something that I think is really important is managing your 401k. So for most of you, you know, outside of your home, your 401k is where you have the most value, the largest set of your assets. And so we're going to talk about some ideas for you on how to manage your 401k if you are still working and also if you're about to retire and then, of course, after you've retired. So we'll go over that with you. Also, as we do every week, we're going to talk about potentially the number one topic that we do talk about with clients, and that is Social Security. And so this week, we've got some other questions that you guys have sent in. So we're going to talk about how to maximize Social Security if you are married. And if you'd like me to answer your questions, then help me out here. Send me your questions. My email address is rpoa.com. I'm sorry, ken at rpoa.com. And I'll endeavor to answer your questions on the air, and you can make my life easy. I don't have to work hard to come up with stuff. So I appreciate it if you do that. Also, we're going to talk about... you know, one of the things that is very, very important, and I and we believe it in our firm, and that is that defense wins championships. And if you look at in most sporting events, in most endeavors in life, it's not how good your offense is necessarily, as it is how good your defense is, and how many errors you don't commit. You know, if you look at a football game, they always talk about who had the most errors. You have the greatest offense of all time, and many of those don't win championships. They lose to a good defense. So we believe that the way that you win the game of retirement is by having a proper defense. And so the way to build your defense, the first thing you have to do, in our opinion, is you need to know thine enemy. And once you know thine enemy, then you can start building a plan to defend against your enemy, right? And so we're going to talk this week about bear markets, because we believe that that is the singular most dangerous enemy you have to your financial well-being. Inflation, in our view, is second, okay? So we'll talk about bear markets and inform you so that you know about that. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Yeah, don't you dare stop me. And I've seen people say that, you know, with veins popping out of their neck. I mean, I've seen that. So calm down, everybody. But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this one was prompted by a client. So that's what, you know, clients are great. They give me all kinds of fodder for the show. So a client asked me, said, okay, I'm moving. You know, they retired. They now want to move to a different state. And the question is, do their estate planning documents... are they going to be valid in the new state that they moved to? And the answer is, in their situation, no, they won't. So, how do you solve that? Well, guess what? We have a segment about that when we had about 10 till, when we have our estate tip of the week, which is going to be on how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's called estate planning. So we have a great show lined up for you, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. I just got to tell you something, because as you guys may know, and you know, the funny thing, I guess, if you want to call it funny, that very few people don't know my birthday's coming up, because a month in advance, I remind everybody every day, okay? I just want to be sure nobody forgets, because, you know, I'm just doing, it's a public service. I don't want you to get caught in the lines at the mall, you know, get shortages, you can't find what you want. You know, you don't want all that. You just get your shopping done early. But one of the things that I've mentioned is that I'm easy to please. I don't need much. You know, something little and red that fits in my garage, that would work fine. A Ferrari, yeah, that would work great. So a client decided to give me a Ferrari. And so he told me, Ken, I got you a Ferrari. And I'm like, you're kidding. No, you didn't. He goes, yes, I did. I'm going to bring it by today. And you'll get to see it. And I'm like, wow, that's great. A new Ferrari. I love it. I was so excited. Well, the Ferrari he brought me is 6 inches long. And I looked at it and I said, how am I supposed to get in there? How do I? That's too little. I can't fit inside that.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
I think he didn't understand the premise. Anyway, let's talk about this whole inflation, stagflation, this whole thing that everybody's up in arms about. I was talking to a client and she said, Ken, I just listened to this podcast. I'm like, what? You listen to somebody else's podcast beside mine? Are you kidding me? She said, yes, I did. And she said, and they're talking about, you know, we're going to have stagflation or inflation that's as bad as in the 70s. And so stagflation, for those of you who don't know, is where you have inflation at the same time that you have an economy that's not growing. So you have no growth, but prices are rising, and if in that situation, it's very, very bad. That's like the most dangerous situation you could get into. Or more conventionally, you know, we have with this supply chain situation. We have a lot of inflation in the system right now. And is that going to cause us to have a massive recession? Is that going to cause us to see the economy tumble in a bear market, et cetera? I said, you know, if you believe all of that, then you don't have faith in the U.S. economy. Because all those cargo ships that are out there, that is opportunity knocking. That is opportunity with flashing neon signs saying, make money, make money. And one of the things that's amazing about our economy, about our businesses, our entrepreneurs, and everybody that that has built our economy up until now, and I believe we'll do so in the future, is incredible creativity, incredible desire to make a profit. And you know, Warren Buffett said, betting against the U.S. economy is a really bad idea. No one has made money betting against the U.S. economy. So if you think that we can't fix this this supply chain issue, which I think is temporary, I don't know how long it'll last. It may last another 6 months or a year. But if you think that there aren't people right now thinking about how to beat that, how can we re-divert those cargo ships? How can we use technology to advance that? How can we do it? You know, they are working on it right now. And I think, if anything, we're going to come out of that better than we were before. Because before, we had this antiquated system of all these ships bringing this stuff, and you load it on trucks, and you do this and that. Maybe there's a better way. And somebody's thinking about that right now. And if they come up with it, they'll be the next Jeff Bezos or whoever, and the world will be better for it. So I have all the faith in the world in our entrepreneurs, our businesses, and our economy to adapt to this. So yes, we have inflation. It's not a permanent condition in our view. And we're going to see new all-time highs. And I've been saying that, and guess what happened last week? New all-time highs, right?
We hit. Shazam!
The Dow hit a new all-time high. So there you go. So as I always say, if you don't listen to the show, you do it at your own peril. So what does this all mean? Well, first of all, we think that going forward, there are going to be profits to be made. The economy will continue to grow. And therefore, the stock market, the Dow, the S&P, should see more new all-time highs over the next year. Now, having said that, I don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what the future holds. And something could come along to change everything. And if that does, then you need to have a strategy, in our view, to protect what you have. It just seems incumbent upon us, you know, it's our responsibility as investors to look at the downside of things and say, okay, what if the worst did happen? How do I protect against that? And if you don't have a strategy to address that, then go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And we have a strategy that we call Invest and Protect. And this strategy, we've been using it now for, 20-some years. And so it helped us in 2008. We actually got out of the, told our clients to sell everything in November of 2007. It told us to sell just before the pandemic was announced. So we want to protect our clients from massive losses, and we want to help you with that too. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You can learn all about that. You can sign up for our seminars, sign up for this podcast, do all kinds of stuff. So our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about how to manage your 401k. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And as I mentioned, the firm that we have is designed to work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So everything we do is around two things. One is, we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. Ooh la la. And, you know, recently Forbes named us one of the top 100 wealth advisors. And while we are incredibly flattered by that, we know that without our clients, our beloved and most valued clients, we'd be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. We're so grateful. And we're going to talk now about how to manage your 401k. All right. And so for most of you, the most valuable asset you have is your home. But then after that, I dare say that it is your 401k, where you've accumulated money over the years. You've been scrimping, you've been saving, you've been putting it aside, denying yourself all these years so that one day you can start spending that money on your second childhood without parental supervision, right? So let's talk about how to successfully manage your 401k. So basically, I've got I've got seven different ideas for you to think about. So the first thing is, and this is for you pre-retired people, make sure that you contribute at least 15% of your pay into the 401k. There are very few things that can match the benefit of a 401k. Okay, first of all, it's consistent. So it's not subject to, you know, you having the discipline to do it. That's one of the most important things. The second thing is that, you know, in many cases, it's tax deductible to you, which means that the government is subsidizing your contribution. Essentially, they're giving you, depending on your tax bracket, it could be like they're giving you 20% free money. Okay, that's a 20% return on your money if you're in a 20% tax bracket. And you know, I'm good, let me tell you, and I'm telling you right now, I am good. But I can't match 20% a year. There's no way. Okay. And then if your company matches it and they put in a 3%er or a 6%er, if you're lucky, you're up to 26% return on your investment and you haven't even invested it yet. That's not even what the investments did. You pile that on top and you're in astronomical zone. So number one, make sure you contribute. Number two is don't stop contributing. Okay, a lot of times I hear people, you know, when the market is going crazy and or it's going down, they get scared or whatever, and so they stop. Don't stop. When it's going down, that's the best time. You're buying low. Keep at it. Don't give up, all right? Keep the discipline. In fact, don't even think about it. Look the other way. Ignore it altogether. Number three, always make sure that you collect the entire company match. You know, find out what your company will match and max that out. At a very minimum, max that out because they're giving you free money. If they're matching it, if you put in a dollar and they match a dollar, that's 100% return on your investment, kids. That is 100% with no risk. Best deal you could ever find. And it grows without being taxed. I mean, there's nothing better. Now, one of the things that has come along in recent years is Roth 401ks. Okay, so these are different than the traditional 401k. So the Roth 401k does not give you the tax deduction when you put the money in, but it grows without being taxed. And then later on, when you retire and you start taking the money out, it comes out tax-free. So there's some thinking to be done as to which one's better. If you're really a younger person, the Roth 401k is probably a better option for you, but you need to explore and talk with somebody before you make that decision, all right? Next thing to think about is look at the allocations. They send you these things, and there's like 7,000 allocations. There's seven, you know, it's like pages and pages of choices of what you can invest in and what the percentages are and which and all that. It's confusing. It's intimidating. I get it. Talk to a professional about it. We'd be happy to talk to you about that if you'd like, okay? And there are these things that, you know, they have these calculators which help you to figure it out and all that. I don't believe in that because, you know, calculators are designed to address the masses and none of us are exactly what the average is. And so our particular situation could be different. And therefore, I think customizing it to your situation is going to be a better situation than using some generic thing. The other thing, of course, is if you have money in your 401k, don't take loans. Okay, please don't. It's just, you know, we believe you should never take a loan on your retirement. When you are retired, you should have no debt. It's just debt is not good, despite what our government thinks, which is that debt is good. Let's just go and borrow as much money as we possibly can. There's nothing bad could happen, right? What could go wrong? So don't take loans on your 401k. Have the discipline to not do that. Make that money sacrosanct. Make that money, you know, just you're not allowed to touch it until you retire. And then the other situation is that make sure that, and this is our philosophy, and that is with your 401k, that you have a strategy to protect what's going on in there, okay? So there's two different kinds of money in your 401k. There's old money and new money. The money you're contributing is the new money. The money you already have is what we call your old money. And we believe you should strategize differently with your old money versus your new money. So earlier in the segment, I said don't ever stop contributing. What I meant by that is don't ever stop your new money. But on your old money, we believe you should have a strategy to protect that. Okay, so if you have a bear market coming and bad things are about to happen, that money there you need to protect because it's old. The young is more able to deal with this stuff because it's younger and more vigorous. So think of it that way. All right, so what do you do about all this? Well, here's a suggestion. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. okay? And if you click on that, then we'll schedule a time to visit with you, and we'll build a retirement plan with you, okay? And I say with you. Our retirement planners are trained in Social Security strategy, Medicare strategies. They're trained in 401ks. They're trained in income taxes, all those kind of things. We want to help you to make decisions with regard to your retirement. We'll help you build your plan. We have a retirement cash flow plan we'll build for you. It's wonderful. You'll see if you have enough money to retire. You'll see how much you can spend, how long your money will last. We'll do all that with you. And it's all at no charge or obligation. And if you like what you see and you want to work with us, that is just wonderful. It's fantastic. And if you don't, that's fine too. Either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, it absolutely is, Bogey. So take advantage of it. Our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to maximize your Social Security benefits. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. So we're going to talk in this segment about potentially one of the most talked about things that we talk about with clients every day, it seems like, and that is Social Security. And so this is an area where if you make the wrong decision, in many cases, you cannot go back and change your mind later, and you have to live with that decision forever. And for many of you, that if you make that wrong decision, that could be tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars that you left on the table.
Oh, I'm so scared.
And you should be. And when it comes to this kind of stuff, I think you should seek out a professional because, just don't do this at home. Anyway, let's talk about here. So what I do is I try to answer the questions that you guys have. So if you want to send me your questions, my email address is ken@rpoa.com. And I'll endeavor to answer your questions for you on the air. So first question, I'm 64. My husband is 60. I have a minimal earnings record. Would I be able to claim my benefit now at age 64, and then when my husband turns 66 and files his, could I then switch to claiming half of his benefit? I'm asking this because my benefit is less than half of his. Okay, that's a great question. So first of all, if you file now, you will be able to get about 87% of your age 66 benefit. So if you file before age 66, you get a reduced benefit, okay? And that's number one. Second, when you add on the spousal benefit, you will be paid. So when he turns 66 and you want to collect half of his, what will happen is you'll be paid the difference between your benefit and half of his. If you do the math on that, the total will not be the full 50% of his benefit. So if you truly want to get half of his, you need to wait until you're 66 and then start collecting on his when he started when he was 66. Okay? So that's the answer. So if I have not convinced you with that question alone that Social Security is complicated, then I don't know. I'm going to resign my position as host of this show. Okay? I think if there was a gold medal for complexity, I think the Social Security Administration would win hands down the gold medal every single time. They'd be like Mark Spitz. They would have like 17 gold medals. So don't do this by yourself. Talk to somebody who can help you navigate the whole thing. It's very complex, and we'd love to do that for you. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, we'll schedule a time virtually or in person to visit with you. What we'll do is we'll develop a Social Security plan with you. Now, keep in mind that when we do that, we don't want to only look at Social Security, because Social Security is you have to have the whole picture. We need to know your ages, your incomes, when you're going to retire, what you want to do when you retire, how much money you have in your 401k, what your income tax bracket is. We need to know all of that to make an informed decision when it comes to the proper Social Security decision. So we're going to build an entire plan for you that includes Social Security. We want to do that at no charge or obligation. We want to help you with that, and you can get it all at rpoa.com.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, Frankie, you are welcome. Now, if you're not inclined to go directly and talk to somebody and do all that, but you want to start educating yourself, we have lots of resources for you available on our website. We have some virtual seminars coming up on retirement planning. We go from soup to nuts from our perspective. We talk about, how much do you need to retire on? Where do you get your money when you do retire? Social Security decisions, how to fight inflation, bear markets. We have a seminar on retirement planning that I think will be interesting and educational, whether you are the most sophisticated or The Beginner, and it's available on our website as well. It's rpoa.com. All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Know Thine Enemy. We're going to talk about bear markets, and we're going to have fun with that. Imagine that. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And also, you know, recently, Inc. magazine named us one of the 5,000 fastest growing companies. Actually, they did that twice. Yes. And that's fantastic. When I was in college, you know, I used to dream about having a company. I used to read Inc. magazine all the time. And I used to dream about one day I want to be on their list of fastest growing companies. And now it's happened. And it's only because of our beloved and most valued clients. And so you clients, we love you. We thank you. And I think that one of the reasons why we've achieved that, as that kind of growth, is because that our philosophy of invest and protect resonates with the people that we want to work with. If you're within 5 years of your retirement or you are within retirement, in protecting what you've built, what you've spent your life accumulating, I think makes sense. And you're probably thinking, yeah, that makes sense to me too. Where have you been all my life? And so our philosophy is actually contrary to the buy and hold philosophy, which is one you've probably heard, which is that you buy a basket of high quality investments, you diversify according to your risk profile, you rebalance periodically so as to keep you in that risk profile, and then your job is done. Well, we don't believe that your job is done there. We believe you should do all those things, and we do. Okay, there's nothing wrong with all those things. We're not saying you shouldn't do any of that. What we're saying, though, is that your job is not done when you do that. Why? Well, unfortunately, there are these things that are called bear markets, and they come along, and they are not good. In fact, this segment I've entitled Know Thine Enemy, okay? And what I mean by that is that when you build your retirement plan, I believe you should build in a defense. You should build in a strategy to protect the money you've accumulated. It is going to be, in most cases, the engine of your retirement income. It's going to be what supplements your Social Security to give you the lifestyle that you want. And if that money goes away or if that money is cut in half by a bear market, then all of a sudden your lifestyle has to change, because if you keep spending the same that you were before but you don't have as much money, that's not a good thing. You know, one of the things we always say is happiness is a positive cash flow. And if your income drops by a large percentage, then the cash it produces is potentially less. And if that happens, then your cash flow's gone down. If you keep spending the same amount, you've gone negative on your cash flow. And negative cash flow is a recipe for, in our view, unhappiness. You don't want to be unhappy when you're retired. We want you to have peace of mind. So our philosophy of invest and protect, our strategy, we call it our invest and protect strategy, has actually been in place now for, over 20 years now. And we've used it when we've had these big downs in the market. In fact, in November of 2007, our strategy said to sell. We told our clients to get out. We told everybody listening to the show, for that matter, to get out and protect what you have. And we said to stay in protection mode through June of 2009. So almost, a year and a half during that whole period. So one of the things that is very important is to know your enemy. You can't, in our view, you can't build a defense to protect yourself against something if you don't understand what that something is. So let me go over with you what bear markets are. Okay, so first of all, the pure definition is it's a drop of 20% from the previous peak. All right, so that's what it's called. Now, on average, in a bear market, and this is according to Ned Davis research, the stock market in a bear market loses 36% of its value. So just for a moment, imagine losing 36% of your stock portfolio. The other thing is that bear markets are normal. There have been 25 of them in the last 50 years. So they're not abnormal. They happen a lot. And the bear markets also, they last on average about 299 days. So it's about 10 months. But those 10 months can be pretty dramatic. Think 2008. Think Y2K. So on average, they happen about every 3.6 years. And the thing about it, though, is they've become less frequent since World War II, but they've become much more severe. So it's almost like you stretch the rubber band. Before, it used to snap more often. Now it doesn't snap as often, so the rubber band gets stretched farther. And when it does snap, it hurts more. It's a bigger ouch. If you look at the last bear markets we've had, they've been significant. We've had a 43%er. We've had a 49%er, a 58%er. Those are the three big bad bears we've had in the last 20 years. They've gotten bigger, but fewer, they're farther between. So don't underestimate this enemy. It can derail your retirement planning. It can derail your plans to retire. It can cause you to have to cut back on your lifestyle if you are retired. These are all things we don't want for you. And that's why we have our invest and protect strategy. And I can tell you, it gives me peace of mind. I can sleep at night knowing that my clients that we have a strategy to help protect our clients.
Cool.
Because if I didn't have that, let me tell you, I would have a hard time suggesting that anybody have even a dollar in this market. With all the risks that are out there, are you kidding me? I wouldn't even have a penny in the stock market if I didn't have a strategy to protect myself. And if you have money in the market and you don't have a strategy to protect yourself, you are way more courageous than me, let me tell you. And I've been doing this for a long, long time. You know, I've been doing this for what? Since 1987, so tell me how long I've been doing it, and I'm still not as brave as you are if you have no downside protection. So anyway, our strategy is designed for you. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can watch videos on our strategy. You can visit with one of our retirement planners who can go over it with you. You can attend our seminars. They're virtual, and we can do, or you can visit with somebody in person. We want to help you to achieve your financial security and have your peace of mind. And if we can do that, we think we've done a good thing. And it's all at no charge or obligation. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, does your estate planning work if you move to a different state? Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is the segment of the show where we talk about estate planning. And a question that a client asked me just the other day is, we want to move, we're going to retire, we're going to downsize and move to a different state. Will all of our estate planning documents apply in the new state? And the answer for them was no. And it prompted the idea that maybe we should talk about it on the show. But before we do that, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And as you guys know, the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about, does your estate planning work in other states? And the answer, the short answer is no. It may not. So this segment's over. We can all go home now. No, I'm just kidding. So, yeah, so each state, you know, some states are very quirky. And Louisiana, for example, is still operating under Napoleonic law. They have like the French laws for their estate for what happens when people die. There are community property states. There are other kinds of things. So states, each state can create its own laws as to what happens when somebody dies. And not only can they, but they do. And so your documents that you've spent a lot of time thinking about and all that and dealing with the fact that you have to now accept that you're mortal, which is the hardest part of estate planning I've found with clients, is first of all convincing them you're not going to live forever. Okay, so let's start with that. And let's then say, okay, if you don't live forever, but I know you're going to live forever, but if you don't, then what would happen to your stuff? And that's when we get over the fact that we are mortal and we start talking about it. So once you've gotten past that, then the next thing is to say, okay, if I'm going to move to a different state, how can I make my documents portable? Okay, well, the answer is what's called a living trust. And one of the reasons for having a living trust is that the planning that you've done, who gets it, when do they get it, how do they get it, all that kind of stuff is included in your living trust, but because it is in that document, it is now portable to other states. So if you're planning on moving to another state, after you retire or because of work or whatever it may be, then what I would suggest, and again, I'm not an attorney, talk to your attorney first, but a living trust may make sense for you. Because that way, if you move around, you know, you could move to multiple states and it doesn't matter. It can go with you to all those different states and you don't have to rewrite your stuff every time. Some things, for example, that are state specific, powers of attorney. Some states have very specific language they want to have, otherwise it doesn't apply. Other states don't. So those are kind of documents that may not be portable. So if you're moving, make sure that you spend some time thinking about your estate planning, the documents you've created, and what they're about. If you have no documents, then this might be a reason for you to create them. and start with thinking, maybe I should have a living trust. Now, you guys know on this show, I'm not a big fan of living trusts. In fact, in the past, I've said it is the most oversold, underneeded document ever designed by lawyers. And I say that jokingly, but I'm serious. So, but this is one situation where it might make sense. All right. So again, talk with your professionals. And if you do want to talk to a professional, then guess what? We have some professionals available for you. Who would have known, right? Who would have thunk that? And we have them available for you. If you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. And if you do that, then we'll schedule a time to meet with you either in person or virtually, whichever you prefer. And we'll build for you a plan, not only your estate plan, but we also want to talk about your retirement plan, your investments, your Social Security, your income taxes, your insurance. We're going to talk about the whole spectrum and build out a plan for you and do it for you at no charge or obligation. And we also, one of the things that we do is we have a process we call retirement cash flow plan. And what we do there is we look at all your cash flows in, your cash flows out, and we look at, do you have enough money to retire on? If you do, where do you get your money from? How long will your money last? All those kind of questions we can answer for you. And we do it in a collaborative situation, so you'll have pride of authorship, and it's a wonderful thing.
And, oh, dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, it is not too wonderful to be true because it is true. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, go to our website, rpoa.com, and click on Meet with an Advisor. Now, I also want to tell you that we have a bunch of seminars coming up that have been attended by tens of thousands of people over the last few years. Okay, so and these seminars are about essentially what we would consider soup to nuts on retirement planning in these crazy, crazy times. So if you want to watch a seminar that is free, that'll educate you, you can also do that on our website. Again, all of that is available at rpoa.com. Wow, this show is over already. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.